From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders try to gain control of their migrant crisis. European Union leaders agreed early Thursday to provide more than $1 billion to international aid agencies helping refugees at camps near their home countries. European Council President Donald Tusk warned the potential of millions heading to Europe requires a change in policy.
It is clear that the greatest tide of refugees and migrants is yet to come. Therefore, we need to correct the policy of open doors and windows. Now the focus should be on the proper protection of our external borders and on external assistance to refugees and the countries in our neighborhood.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel Thursday said the quota plan to accommodate 120,000 migrants agreed to is a sign of unity, but cautioned it's a first step. She said the violence in Syria can only be resolved with help from the U.S., Russia, and the Middle East. Burkina Faso's interim president Wednesday regained control of the country a week after a military general and his supporters overthrew him and his transitional government. Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power in an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou.
Cher President Michel Kafando,
Benin's president, Boni Yayi, told Mr. Kafando in an address to the audience that the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, recognizes his authority as interim ruler. Last week's coup came less than a month before elections, in which supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré were barred from running. Mr. Compaoré ruled Burkina Faso for nearly 30 years before being ousted in a popular uprising last year when he tried to change the constitution to extend his rule. This is VOA News. Pope Francis Thursday will become the first pope to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. Wednesday, on his first full day in the U.S., Francis held a private meeting with President Obama, met with U.S. bishops, and celebrated Mass attended by thousands. Catholic University of America theology professor Chad Pecknold says the pope spoke on a host of controversial issues, including immigration and climate change.
He reminded us that he was a migrant. That was his first issue, immigration. And then he turned to the family and a strong support for the institution of marriage and the family, he said, in these critical times. And then he stressed the issue of religious freedom for individuals and for communities. And then he stressed the theme of care for our common home.
Pecknold says the pope was bundling these issues because they're designed for the common good. The pope will also visit New York, address the UN General Assembly, and attend a World Family Conference and preside over a mass in Philadelphia. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia has called on Muslims to unite against misguided elements, including extremist groups such as the Islamic State that want to take Islam, he said, back to the age of ignorance. Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah al-Sheikh delivered the remarks during his annual sermon to more than 2 million Muslims who converged on the Valley of Mount Arafat for a day of prayer at the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi Wednesday pardoned 100 prisoners, including two journalists from Al Jazeera. One of them is Canadian Mohamed Fahmy, who was asked what he'll do with his newfound freedom.
I will continue fighting for press freedom. I have been working on a charter in the prison cell to introduce to the Egyptian Journalism Syndicate and to the presidency in Egypt to improve press freedoms for both Egyptian journalists and foreign journalists working in Egypt, because I believe there's so much that can be done in order to protect us from prosecution in Egypt.
Fahmy and Bahar Mohamed were sentenced in August to 3 years in prison on charges of fabricating false news in support of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. Afghanistan says it's undertaken serious measures to prevent sexual abuse reportedly committed by local police commanders against children. A New York Times report detailed extensive rape and other sexual abuse of young boys at the hands of local Afghan police commanders and U.S.-trained militia. It went on to allege U.S. soldiers were ordered not to intervene in order to maintain good ties with Afghan allies. Three New York banks have been ordered by a U.S. court to hand over Sudanese funds to victims of the Al-Qaeda attack in 2000 on the U.S. Navy destroyer USS Cole Warship in the port of Aden that killed 17 sailors and wounded dozens. Sudan is accused of providing material support to the terrorists who carried out the attack. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.